Earlier you mentioned something about wind direction. Do you recall anything that your grandfather told you about the wind direction problems of buffalo jump procedures?
Yes, he said there were times when in finding wind direction you would find that the wind changes quite a bit. So it depends on the time of the day. It's very essential that you use the stick with the attached eagle plume or eagle feather to find the wind direction at any given time of the day. A lot of people were not aware of this, but the more shrewd warriors at that time knew this, and they used it to their advantage in being declared the head buffalo hunter at the time. There were problems, but traversing the country for so many years, they could generally tell at which time of the day the wind was going to go blow.
Did your grandfather tell you anything about the shape of the rock lines, what configuration they took?
They had generally tried to make it a straight line toward the edge of the cliff, but again, this was not always the main thing. Depending on the terrain and how that wind shifted, was not always a straight line, maybe a zigzagging, or else it may be just a circle. But the lines were set up with the wind direction in mind. And this is how they established the rock formations, purely on wind direction and nothing else.
And the part that I was trying to get at there was whether these lines came in parallel side by side, or whether they formed a V, or what other type of, how the two rock lines were with respect to each other.
Most of them were in V formations. However, I've been told that some of them resembled a circle. But again, the V formation was the most successful, and they used that more than anything else. Again, because of wind direction, they were trying to herd the buffalo into one spot and, rather than having them scattered all over the terrain or cliff.
Did your grandfather mention any specific jumps where that circle formation was used?
Yes, he said there were some points in which the wind direction changed every half hour, and that using that circle, then it could make use of the wind direction, because the circle itself was going against the wind direction that would contain the animal within that, no matter which direction the wind was changing. Now, on the circle, more men and women would be needed to herd the buffalo to the apex of the jump, whereas in a V-shape, it was just driving the herd toward that direction. This is where the women would come in raising their voices or waving blankets, and the men would literally be on the tail of the buffalo to drive them in a certain direction. It required more people in a circle line of smoke than it did with the V-shape. But again, here, it depended on the terrain where the buffalo hunt was being conducted. Now, there is another type that of a buffalo hunt that was very common along with buffalo jump, and this was to herd a small buffalo herd into a box canyon or a gully or what have you, and try to stampede them. And while they were stampeding against each other, somebody would come in, cut their throats, or break their legs and make them immobile so that they could attack them with their knives or their arrows. However, this was not a very common thing. It was only done mainly by those people going on a war party. They did not have time enough to conduct a long drawn out buffalo hunt. Now, buffalo hunts usually required about 2-3 days. Locating the buffalo herd was probably the first thing, and trying to lure them into a terrain that would be conducive to all their methods. So this usually takes 2-3 days to conduct a buffalo hunt in which the buffalo jumps were used. Sometimes other methods were used, such as I have just described, by warriors going on a war party, in which they only needed one or two buffaloes. But so far, as I've been told, that the whole tribe as such did not engage in this special type of buffalo hunt.
You mean the Box Canyon?
Right.
Did your grandfather tell you anything about the time of year that buffalo jumps were used?
He mentioned that this type of buffalo hunt came at the time just before the horses were acquired, and many years after the horses were acquired, and continued, because they just didn't know how to use the horse in a buffalo hunt. But as people began to acquire knowledge of the horse and horsemanship, the buffalo jumps were discontinued because it was impractical and it was too much time consuming. After they developed horsemanship, it would take only a couple hours to locate a herd and conduct a successful buffalo hunt. Therefore, I would say about 30 years after the horses were acquired, that buffalo hunts conducted through buffalo jumps were discontinued. However, warriors still continued to use this type many years after the buffalo hunt, or rather, through horses, because they would go on war raids or war parties without the use of the herd, and it's necessary for them to revert back to the old days of a buffalo hunt, in which they would use this buffalo jumps or the Box Canyon method.
Now, when you say that you think that buffalo jumps lasted about 30 years after the Crows got horses, are you just estimating that based on how long you think it would take the Crows to become used to chasing buffalo on horses, or where did you get the 30 years?
Well, I use that as a measure of when a generation had adapted itself to the horse and its movements and the mobility, being mobile, not to themselves but to the use of the horse.
But it's actually mainly just an estimate on your
part. Because people say that you cannot know the horse until you're at least 15 years old.
Did your grandfather say anything about the season of year that they would use buffalo jumps, or did they use them all the time, or did he tell you anything about that at all?
Season did not matter at all, and it was purely on the need that it was conducted all year around. However, there were very few during the winter because of heavy snows, but at times where there was lack of snow, this hunt was conducted in the same manner as if it was in the summer.
And did your grandfather tell you that, or are you just using your own common sense on that?
No, this is what he had stated to me, that there were times when they had to wrap themselves up in buffalo skin in order to conduct a buffalo hunt, that it was the most trying experience of the whole tribe.
Do you know whether your grandfather ever got in on a buffalo jump operation?
No, he did not, but he stated that his father was considered to be one of the best buffalo hunters because the fact that a lot of his family were without men, that he was the only one to bring home the meat, that he was almost always on every buffalo hunt.
You mentioned something, Joe, about the coals or fire along the lines. Would you explain where the fire was? Was it on the ground or on a rock or a pile of rocks, or just where was it?
These coals of fire were on the rocks, and they were so close to the ground that there was no wind. Therefore, the coals would continue to burn for quite some time. And upon these coals were placed these two varieties of incense, so whether it be the sage rose or the bear root.
Did you say bitter root?
Not bitter root. They call it bear root. It's an herb that's found in the Bighorn Mountains.
Bear, like B-E-A-R.
Right.
Now, you also mentioned that the men were not active at one stage or one part of the buffalo jump process, and because of our conversation at lunch, I assume that you meant that that was when the drive began, or was that when the buffalo were coming between the rock lines, or maybe you should just tell me in your own words a little bit more about that.
Well, I did say that the women played an important part whenever it was possible, that the men preferably would have the woman drive the buffalo toward the buffalo jump. But sometimes this was not always the case. However, they would allow the woman, if they were available, to conduct the drive itself while they directed the drive and telling the woman where the buffalo should be driven. But the men themselves did not actually stand aside and let the woman take over, but they were more or less giving directions while the women were doing the running and the shouting to drive the buffalo toward the buffalo jump itself.
Well, from what you say, as I understand it, then the women actually kind of followed behind the buffalo and hooped them along.
Right.